The Ann Gaffney program is sitting here at the breakfast table with me on this Friday morning. Ricky Williams, R&L Irrigation Services. He's here for one of his sponsor segments, and it's great to have you here today. How are you?
It's wonderful to be here. And, you know, I'm riding in here to work this morning, and I say, hey, there's still snow out there. We've had rain. What did my grandfather always say? The snow waits around for more snow. It's an old saying. You know, when you have snow on the ground, I mean, think about it. We don't usually have snow on the ground for more than a week around here.
Right.
But it's slowly going away. But, hey, what we want to talk about. All right. Guess what's just about 6 or 8 weeks away?
Spring.
Wow.
Right. It's just like the holidays is going to come up here and bite us in the butt before we know about it. So, this past week was Delaware Ag Week. One of the big things about Delaware Ag Week, they have a big horticultural expo up in Dover where all the contractors that do work like we do, turf maintenance, fertilizing, you know, spraying for insects, different things, they all meet. So, we have 400 contractors in the same building. What I want to emphasize to everybody, if you've got a contractor working on your yard, make sure they're licensed, make sure they're insured. They're putting fertilizer down. They're putting insecticides down around your house. Make sure the people coming up on your property that park in front of your house with the machines are property licensed and insured. There's so many people out there. This is one of the things they were trying to stress. Even though we had a room of 400 professionals, there were horror stories yesterday about how even guys that are professionals are not using the labels right, and we're having catastrophic accidents. You know, things are dying. Shrubs are dying. You know, you put a lot of money in landscaping. Make sure that whoever's doing the work for you is doing it the right way. You know, we boast all the time we're livable lawns. I love to save the bees, the butterflies, the caterpillars. I want more songbirds. You know, we're probably on the opposite side of the spectrum, okay? We want to have your yard looking really, really good. We want it green. We want to be insect-free. We don't want to have weeds. We want the mulch beds to look good. You know, but we're doing it on the point where we're trying to do it to save the environment one yard at a time. And that was the biggest thing they were trying to get by everybody yesterday. Hey, let's be smart. Let's be real. One yard doesn't make a difference, okay, when we talk about the health of the Chesapeake Bay. What's 1 yard, okay? What's one farmer's 1,000 acres? But if we control all this and we get everybody doing it the right way, you know, our environment is one of our biggest concerns. You hear people talk about, oh, global warming. They're so concerned about global warming. There's not a whole lot that one person can do about global warming. But as a group, as a state, as a nation, we can do it. It's the same thing with the Delaware Bay. It's the same thing with our Nanticoke River, Choptank River, Chesapeake Bay. 1 yard can make a huge difference. So I'm here today just boasting about livable lawns, trying to make sure everybody's trying to do it the right way. It's a state-sponsored program. Unfortunately, there's only 3 contractors at this point in the entire state of Delaware that are doing this advocation and making sure they're putting down the right stuff.
And you're one of them, of course. R&L Irrigation. You can look it up online. If you Google it, it'll the first one that comes up, R&L Irrigation.com.
Yep, and this is the month of January. We don't usually advertise during January. This is the only form of advertising we do. But we are doing Money Mailer. Money Mailer goes out to about 70,000 homes in Sussex County. You can go on Money Mailer, their app, the website. You look up at our coupon. If you don't get it at your house, look up the coupons. They are some of the best specials we have, especially for trying to do what we do, trying to conserve the environment. Our lawn maintenance specials, our paver patios, even your paver patios can go a long way in water conservation.
Ricky Williams, R&L Irrigation Services, and that's our sponsor segment. Let's go off sponsor here and ask you a few other things.
Sure.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
We were just talking casually here about how many eagles we see. And you're out all the time. Are you seeing just more eagles than ever?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Not just here. It's all up and down the East Coast, the Choptank, the Nanticoke, Eastern Shore, Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, you get around Berlin, you get around Pocomoke, they're all down there. You know, I fly. A lot of people don't realize, I fly airplanes. That's my hobby. Mm-hmm. I use it work-related because we do a lot of athletic fields. So if we have an athletic field call up and say, hey, oh, by the way, I think we got a problem, or we have a customer call and say, hey, I think I got a problem. A lot of times I can jump in the airplane and don't think this is, you know, I'm rich or anything like that. It's a poor man's airplane. But, you know.
Can jump in your poor man's airplane.
Jump in the airplane and you go. And I actually have guys that play golf every weekend. They spend more money than I do. And this is my hobby is I fly airplanes.
Right, in golf than you do on airplanes.
Exactly. Right. Yep, little 2-seater airplane. And I can fly and go look and see what these problems are and cover all of Sussex County in about 2 hours. Right. Okay, which is amazing that you can do that, but it's true. But up in the air, it's an amazing sight to see the bald eagles up around.
Oh, when you're looking down.
When you're looking down. Gumboro, Lewis area, Milford area. You can see them. It's not like a buzzard because they got the white head.
Yeah.
And they stand out because they're so big. And we even have a golden eagle in this area. If anybody's seen the golden eagle, he's about twice the size of a regular eagle. He's huge. He's scary, but it's a beautiful sight.
All right. Yeah, and now, as a longtime Seaford area guy, we were talking this morning about Seaford in the western part of the county and, you know, the need for high-speed internet that we keep hearing about. Do you recognize that?
I do.
Yeah. I do. Yeah. You know, a lot of us, like our businesses, we're paying high rates on Comcast cable, internet, you know, because we need that. You know, we're getting 500 emails a day. We're trying to go back and forth. You know, it is something we need. It's the sign of the new era.
Yeah.
You know, communication is a key.
Yeah. And we're also talking about our friends over here at the Harley-Davidson moving to Salisbury, moving out of the state.
Well, that's sad.
It is.
You
don't like to see businesses leave. I wish them luck, but you know,
you wish every business luck. Yeah, and there's reasons. Well, right. There's reasons we're doing it. We don't know what those reasons are.
Yeah.
But anytime, and I mean, I know a lot of people that work down there. I have a lot of customers that have Harley Davidsons. You know, and it is. It's really sad. You know, we're a no tax state. We're no sales tax. You know, they're going to go to Salisbury. So if you go down, and you buy a custom set of grips for your Harley Davidson, it's going to cost you another 5% or so. You know, 5% or so. You know, it is a shame. But this is really like, you know, Doug's here. This is why if you go up to Pennsylvania, and we talk about me flying, I fly to Lancaster, I go to York, different things like that.
Yeah.
Every little town in Pennsylvania has some kind of industry. Really, every little town. They're either, you know, Morton Buildings is in Pennsylvania. All these other different, you know, small little industrial complexes. We don't have anything like that down here.
Yeah.
Okay. I think one of the biggest things that we have around here is BAC. You know, over in Milford, you know, DuPont is still here in Seaford, but it's, you know, 5% of what it used to be back in the 60s. You know, I really think good industrial manufacturing, if we could get that to Sussex County, somehow,
more of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, get the towns involved.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we need.
Right on. Hey, Ricky, I like talking to you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I love to see you. You're not in a suit and tie today. You look comfortable. It's good to see that.
Okay. You listen, only two seats in that airplane? What year is that? I bet it's from the 70s? Or?
It's a 1978, yep.
All right, cool.
We had a customer that had two daughters and a wife, and they loved to fly, and every time he took off, he had to leave two people behind. And he had an opportunity, and he loved to fly to Tangier, park on the end of the runway, go down on the beach. And he would always take one of them, but he left two behind.
I see.
So he had an opportunity to buy a small little four-seater. You know, and you can buy airplanes now, $15,000, you know, all the way up to $100,000. That's what a lot of people don't understand.
Right.
And he had an opportunity to buy a four-seater. So I was able to buy it from him, helped him out. So now he can take the whole family. My wife doesn't fly with me. You know, she hates to fly.
Right.
So one of my kids go up, or friends or family will go up, we'll fly to breakfast, we'll go out, we'll look at lawns. And, you know, I got one of the biggest contracts I ever did in the history of R&L. Because we had a athletic field that was having problems, and I was able to fly over the field, take pictures. You know, my son was taking pictures while I flew the airplane, and we put filters on the photos, and we could ascertain and show the district every place they had wiregrass, every place they had nutgrass, using different camera filters.
Oh, that's cool.
So they knew how infested their field was, not good grass, but these noxious grasses that we preach all the time. How to get rid of wiregrass, how to get rid of nut sedge.
That's pretty cool.
So it really works.
Nice. Ricky, thanks for talking with us.
Same here.
Ricky Williams, R&L Irrigation Services.